Welcome back.
Welcome. We're recording again.
Episode 6.
Dude.
We're so back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glorious King, Avery Johnson.
The rare 5 jersey, too.
Yeah, dude. He played good.
We're back. We're in the hunt.
Yeah.
Probably have to win out.
Yeah. Utah lost. That was big.
That's huge.
We'll go into that. Top 5.
Candy.
All right.
Do we go chocolate or do we go like anything? Sour, gummy, whatever.
Let's go like chocolates.
Chocolates? All right.
Top 5 chocolates.
You want me to take number 1?
Go ahead.
Reese's Fast Break.
Let's go draft.
Okay. I'll go number 1, Reese's Fast Break.
All right.
That has more memories tied to it than anything.
Okay.
So I don't want slander.
I don't know what that is. Oh, is that like
it's
the...
It's like the more of a... It's a bar.
It's the bar, like Reese's ones. Those are good. Yeah. That's not a bad one. I like that. Number 1, I'm going to have to go just regular old... Oh, no. The egg... Reese's, like the
give me some Reese's.
Yes, bro. Sir. Those are goated. You can never go wrong with those. I mean, they're just the amount of there's. I like that there's more peanut butter than chocolate.
That's a great.
Where
great
normally point. There's like more chocolate or like about the same. That's what makes it great. All right, and then number 2, give me Kit Kats. I love me a
Kit Kat. That's a good one. Number 2, Reese's Christmas tree.
Mm. Those are good. Is this just a Reese's list?
Oh, Reese's is elite. Number 3, Snickers.
Okay. Number 3, Twix. I love me Twix. The left one. Left Twix.
I don't know.
Left Twix is better than the right Twix.
Some 4.
You're at 4, yeah.
Try to think of all these candies. Oh, peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They're better than the peanut ones. They're significantly better than the peanut ones.
And then...
And they're just better than the normal ones, too.
I don't really know anymore. Pretzel M&Ms.
What? I feel like I've had those.
I love them. I love pretzels, so it's kind of like a...
Yeah, those are good.
You can't go wrong, but it's chocolate and...
Chocolate's just fire. Hershey's bar at 4. Am I at 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 Hershey's bar.
I just feel like that's just like... That's like a baseline.
That's why I have it on there, because I think you can't go wrong with it. Have you ever had just straight up Hershey's?
Yeah, the lunch line exists. Like every once in a while, you're like,
"Oh, I'm changing my 4, if you allow it."
Okay, what? Because
this is a draft. The Hershey's, like the cream ones.
Oh my god!
When you said the lunch line,
the white bar, like the cookies.
Yes, the cookies and cream Hershey's. So goated,
bro. Have you ever had like the white and black like striped Hershey Kiss?
Yes.
I love those things.
Have you had one like with like the Hershey's Kiss and it's got like strawberry? Like,
yes.
It's not real strawberry, but it's like strawberry flavor.
Those are good.
Those are good. I like those ones. Or like just cream in it or something.
Oh my gosh. No. 5's going to, what'd I say on 5? 5's getting changed.
Let me say my 5 first, just in case.
Dude, mine is so random.
Is it?
Yes.
Number 5. I'm going to have to go, oh my gosh. What has been said? You said Snickers. I said, That's already gone. I'm trying to think of another chocolate. What do we got?
Almond Joy.
No.
Milky Ways.
Almond Joys are like Logan's favorite thing ever, though.
They're so bad.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Yeah.
That's a Crunch bar is good.
Yeah.
That's a...
There's
Kinder bars.
Those little like triangle chocolate
Toblerones.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put that at five, though. They're not that good.
Chocolate. Bro, the Nifty Nut House, bro. That's a whole nother. Yo, sponsor us at Nifty Nut House.
You should put a sign up in your in the store.
Yep. Shout us out.
Shout us out. And we shouted you out, so. All right.
We have crazy amounts of viewers.
Number five. Dude, the Germans, bro. They love Germans.
We shout you out.
Shout out Germans. Well, those two. We don't want to shout them all out. Mm-hmm. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, they're from like Falkstein or Falkenstein.
That's it. Seems like a good spot
good,
to be.
Good town, yeah.
Good town, from what I've heard.
Yo, if we go big, we're touring there.
Yeah, we got to go there.
We're going.
Let's just do it.
Why not?
Let's just schedule the thing. All right. Let's figure this out. Number five. Dude, we didn't even say normal Reese's.
Yeah, like.
But I don't want to say that because we have like five Reese's on there. I'm going to do it anyways. Normal Reese's for the five. What's your number five?
So my what are you changing your number five? My number five, like I would trade it. Dude, it's not technically chocolate, but like it has like a chocolate product. Like when you said strawberry, it's just like it's like this Mexican candy where it's like a sweet like cracker. Mm-hmm. But like it's like a soft, like I don't know, kind of like a graham cracker.
Yeah.
But it's got like strawberry filling.
What's it called?
Like, it's like C-H-O-C-Y. Like, is it chalky or I don't know. That's eighth grade Spanish with Miss Lopez. Okay. Bro. We got those things. If we like did good, oh my goodness.
Sounds good.
They're really good.
All right. Good top five. We'll post those on the Instagram.
Yeah.
We're both taking heat. For it.
I'm losing this week.
We might both. We
no, I'm losing.
There's a potential chance we both lose. But I think mine's good. I'm not going to lie.
Mine's bad.
All right. Let's start off with some college football.
Let's do it. We bounce back. Let's go.
W's in the chat.
Glorious King.
Avery Johnson.
Five TDs total.
Yeah.
Two rushing.
Yeah. He almost had three rushing.
They didn't call that one back on the first drive.
Yeah, illegal shift. It was the second drive or first drive. I don't know. It was in the first quarter, so I don't really remember. Sat with Mrs. Pawson. Mm-hmm. Goated game to
there
be
There was
at.
A lot of Trinity people
there. There was a ton. Haley came down where OSU. Get that out of here, bro.
Nolan
was there in the OSU. Saw him. B-Rob was there. Didn't see him. Who else did I see? I saw my uncle and aunt. Goated game to be at. Dude, we're so back.
We're back.
So back.
DJ Giddens.
Yeah.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable force.
Yeah.
Get some Dylan Edwards in there. Our defense is finally cooking up.
Yeah. Keeping them to 13 points. Like, honestly,
That last touchdown does not count.
If you look at the score, yeah, no. Yeah, the last touchdown does not count. That's why I said that. Definitely not because I forgot they scored another touchdown. But if you look at like their what is it called? This is so cooked. Like their quarterback threw for like 364 yards. Like their stats, it looks like it's a close game.
It's just not.
But we K-State, our defense pulled it out when it mattered.
Jacob Parrish.
Yeah.
Huge game.
Mm-hmm.
VJ Payne was there.
Mm-hmm.
He's cooking up.
Deuce and Cooper Beebe were in the house.
I heard the interviews. I work on Saturday, so I don't watch any of the games unless they're night games. Uh-huh. So I have them on the Manhattan radio. I listen with my headphones the entire day.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what happened, really. I just hear like...
Mm-hmm.
I just hear interception, and then I see it later. And
yeah. Like, I think that one, Avery Johnson's one interception.
That was awful.
Was awful. But luckily, he didn't let it get him down like he did against BYU. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't crush him like against BYU.
I think that's huge that, like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's obviously.
And he's clearly growing as a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of proving to us, like, seeing BYU this week, that mm-hmm. they might be a contender, that wasn't just like a fluke game.
I didn't think it was a fluke when it happened. I was like, BYU might just be a good team.
Well, yeah, we definitely didn't play our best. We played awful, but like BYU's a good team.
They're not a bad team. They could be a top 25.
I mean, I see how I see the Big 12 pan out for the rest of the season. I see top three. I see BYU, Iowa State, and K-State in the mix. That's not in a particular order.
Especially after Utah's loss
Utah
against Arizona.
Utah's not good. Let's just be honest.
I mean, yeah.
You're in Salt Lake,
mm-hmm.
and you lose.
It's crazy.
Cam Rising, probably going to get an eighth year of eligibility.
Arizona cooked them.
Yeah. Guys.
One second.
Guys, one sec.
We'll cut this part out. We'll be back.
Stop it. Yeah. We're back.
No, we are not recording. I did not click. Sorry.
I'm recording. I clicked.
Okay. We are back.
Christian stopped by.
Yep.
Shout him out. Yep.
Little random interaction.
But good to see him.
Good to see him. Great to see him. Let's get back into it. Unless if you have something else to say about that.
We miss him.
Yeah, for real. All right. Let's get into it.
We're talking about Big 12 standings.
Yeah, Big 12 standings. I think we have to win out. We have to go in. And beat Colorado.
I think it's just
it's a matter of not making stupid mistakes.
Yeah, it's so early because like so many things could happen. Iowa State could have a fumble. BYU could have a fumble. It's like I think the probability of us winning out, especially playing in Ames and in Morgantown, is going to be really tough. Especially the Ames game is going to be.
Yeah, because I mean, brutal. Even if you see at BYU, the stadium was loud.
The Mormons not a pack of stadium, bro.
Yeah, but what?
Family friendly.
Yeah, Mormons. They're big fam. They're big on family.
Yeah, they're huge family guys.
Huge family. They love having lots of wives.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, playing. I mean
that fills. You got five of them. That fills five seats instead of two. You know.
Yeah.
You got five wives.
Make it even louder.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I don't want to talk about that BYU game anymore. It's in the past.
The
Utah fraud watch.
I can't even say without Cam Rising. With Cam Rising, they're frauds. But they've been playing against plumbers. And the second they play team,
well, Arizona, OSU, and OSU's not bad. Let's be real. But we cooked OSU. OSU's not a terrible football team.
They're not a terrible team. They're not good.
They're not good. Clearly. That was a big W, though.
Huge.
Winning 42 to 20.
The Arizona
42
game.
42 to 13.
The Arizona game being non-conference sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks for us.
Yeah, because Arizona, they used to be Big 12, right?
No, they joined this year.
They joined?
But we scheduled the game before it.
So it doesn't count as
a conference game. So it helps them a lot because they're ahead of us right now.
Arizona is?
Mm-hmm.
What's their record?
They're 1-0 because after they played us, they had a bye week.
So that's just dumb?
Yeah, it's stupid.
They won't, though. They're going to lose. They're going to lose a stupid Big 12 game.
Probably to KU or something.
Bro. Yeah. Oh, dude.
KU!
Speaking of KU...
Shout out Mr. Beckler.
Shout out Donnie. Yes, sir. That was an unfortunate loss for them, though. TCU. Come on now. We said it. They cannot win in close games at all. They don't know how to do it. We know ball. We called this, week two when they lost that game to somebody, to nobody, actually?
Illinois.
Yeah. Let's be real. They cannot win close games. They either sell or they just stop. They forget how to play ball.
Oh, my. Is their only win against Lindenwood?
They killed them, though. If they blow out a team, they blow out a team.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to win these games. Let's be real. TCU at Arrowhead.
Dude, I heard they only sold like 20,000 tickets.
Really?
Only 20,000 were scanned.
I was thinking about this. They should play the Sunflower Bowl just always at Arrowhead. That thing would be packed every year.
I mean, yeah, but then you lose, like, the home.
Yeah, That's fair. But I feel like the K-State, it would be
no, the mostly K-State, K-State fans. Would pack, fans. But K-State fans pack, what is it, David Booth or whatever?
I don't know.
That stadium's not going to get finished, bro. The donors are done.
For what?
Their stadium's not finished. That's why they're in Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no.
The donors are pissed. Cause they're
at
like,
this point, yeah. They
I
would
mean, I ain't donating no more money.
I mean, why would we?
They overpaid Lance Leipold. He's overpaid.
Yeah. They're, I mean, biggest fraud of the season. Obviously. There cannot, I mean.
Dude, there was talks that they were going to rock us this year.
Yeah, there was. And them and Notre Dame, they're worse than Notre Dame. Do they play Notre
Michigan.
Dame?
Michigan. Michigan's fraudulent. They're up there.
Yeah, but they're still, I mean, they still have only lost one game, though.
Yeah, but they've just been, the Big Ten is just nobodies and then a few somebodies.
I mean, dude.
Let's go to Colorado.
Yeah. They killed. Who'd they play?
UCF. That's just not a hard game.
No, but I mean.
I just think that that's not a very impressive win.
No, I feel like Colorado, we underrated them. I think they're better than we thought they were at the beginning of the season. We thought they're the same team they were last year. I think they're better than they were last year at this point in the season. But they can
I mean, they still – I think DJ Giddens in 2 weeks will run all over them. Yes. Probably rush for 150.
Yeah.
And we'll go 153 to be exact with two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Avery Johnson will
throw. Dylan Edwards throws one to – or not Dylan Edwards. Avery Johnson throws one to Dylan Edwards.
Yeah.
A little bubble route on the, like the 3 yard line.
I like the
little screen.
I'm thinking Avery Johnson throws for 213 yards. Mm-hmm. We pick Shedeur Sanders twice.
Mm-hmm.
We clamp up Travis Hunter. He only has like 30 yards, maybe. Billy Horn probably's got like 70.
Yeah.
I think we should. Final score predictions.
I hate doing this. 50 to 20. Maybe not even that many points for maybe 12. 50 to 12. Knock on wood.
I'll go 34-21 K-State.
Okay. I'm saying it's either going to be a blowout or a really tight game.
We're about to dunk on Coach Prime, bro.
I hope so.
They can't run the ball. They just pass, and our pass defense has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Because they lost Dylan Edwards.
Shoot. If they had Dylan Edwards, they might be.
We might.
No, but DJ, but Giddens is so good.
Yeah, dude, we need to start like Giddens, Edwards, VJ Payne when that comes in, like December from DH Gate.
After, I mean, before the.
Dude, we're going to be in the playoff.
That's the goal.
We're making the playoffs.
Win the Big 12. I think that's all we have to do.
Win the Big 12. That's.
Win the Big 12 and we're in.
Yep. Automatic ticket.
Yep. And we get a bye week.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Well,
unless if we're in the. There's like a weird way that we don't get a bye week. Because I think five team. Power five get in.
There's got to be some weird thing.
There's some weird rule where we don't get a bye week, but there's a chance we get a bye week.
We need one. I'll
take one too. But I think it'll show this 12-team playoff will show that some of these teams that have never been in the playoffs can beat these teams who have been in the playoffs. And I think obviously Georgia is really good. Alabama's really good. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to get to that game, by the way. That was a crazy.
We're going to it.
But I think it'll be a different, like, it'll be very different environment in the playoffs, having 12.
Playoff football is great because it's just, it's.
Yeah.
It's win or lose.
Mm-hmm. Let's just go into it. Georgia, Alabama.
Alabama, I'm a little scared for you guys because y'all had that game in the bag. All you had to do was just, like, chill out. Mm-hmm. Not even just
they chilled out a little too much.
Chilled out too much. Like all y'all had to do was just play some decent defense.
And they did until the fourth quarter.
Oh, you know Nick Saban was about to be calling every single person that they would have lost that game.
Nick Saban
for his job back.
No, Nick Saban is probably mad that he wasn't able to beat Georgia in his like last couple years there, and they just whooped Georgia's butt. Honestly,
well, that's the worst until Georgia the team end. We've seen
this year.
This year's the worst.
Yeah.
We'll talk about on the last drive.
If they win that game by a multiple point, like more points, they go to one. I think.
What did the AP say?
It hasn't come out yet. I don't think.
Yes, it did.
I haven't checked if it has. I'm not gonna lie.
Because K-State's 20.
They move.
Up 3. AP top 25.
I don't. What the heck?
Alabama 1. Texas 2. Ohio State 3. Tennessee 4. Go Vols!
Dude, this will be a crazy college playoffs, though. That one play, though, where Georgia goes down and scores, and then the next play, Alabama gets the ball and goes and scores on them. That's insane. That's the only reason they won.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Georgia wins.
Do you think, were you watching the last drive?
I watched the end, yeah, the last drive.
That's got to be PI, bro. On like the 5.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, it was bad. Really bad.
Yeah, Georgia robbed.
Well, so here's the thing. I agree that there was definitely PI. I will never say. You will never hear me say it's the ref's fault that we lost, or it's the ref's fault that this team lost, or this team won.
Yeah, because you're a Chiefs fan.
No,
bro.
I genuinely.
He's a Chiefs fan. That's why. Okay.
You can say that. But I would say that before people were saying the Chiefs stuff. I don't, like, sure, refs can be bad in games, but there's 1,000 plays where you do one little thing different, you win the game.
Fact. Yeah, I just think that it's hard because, like, it's such a completely different outcome if Georgia gets 15 more yards and set of downs.
No, yeah, I agree. It's a completely different scenario, but Alabama could still win that game.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. So that's the other thing is when people are like, oh, this happens and this team would have won, you don't always know that.
I just think like, it's not that they were going to win, but they were robbed of an opportunity.
Yeah. That's a fair point. I will take that. But, yeah, good game overall.
I think, is it Georgia-Texas coming up soon? It's Georgia-Texas or Alabama-Texas in Texas.
Georgia-Texas.
That's going to be.
I hope Georgia
that could
just
be game
kills
of the
Texas.
Year.
I genuinely don't believe Texas deserves the number one spot. Horns down. They're a better team than last year. They haven't proven that yet, though, because they haven't played anybody.
They played nobody's
15 Michigan times. Is the only person they've played, and Michigan is not good.
They're not good.
Yeah.
Who else just plays nobody's? Ole Miss, and they paid for it.
Yeah.
Because they
who did they lose to again?
Kentucky, and that's a Kentucky team that almost knocked out Georgia week 3, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sucks for Ole Miss. They fall down, but...
Yeah. They fell probably far.
I would assume so, yeah.
It's hilarious. Tennessee didn't even play and moved up.
That's insane. Do we want to move into NFL and then get this wrapped up?
Let's do it.
All right, NFL. Let's start...
UNLV at 25.
Bills and Ravens are playing right now. Ravens are up... by 11 points. It's 14-3. They're about to go into the second half, I believe. Dude, Ravens are not terrible, but I think Derrick Henry is carrying them right now.
Yeah.
He's 101 yards already.
They're about to score again.
He only has 5 carries for 101 yards and a touchdown.
Well, he did take one for 83.
Yeah, so. Which makes sense. But still, only 5 carries.
Mm-hmm.
insane.
Broncos Jets, probably the most not entertaining game.
I didn't watch it. So
10-9 Broncos.
Yeah, I saw that. The end of the game, Broncos go to take the two score, their one score lead, like a touchdown lead where you have to score a touchdown for the Jets to win. They miss the field goal. Then the Jets go down, take it into field goal range. Then they miss the field goal. Broncos end up winning the game 10-9.
Yeah, dude.
Crazy ending, but just a terrible football
game. Aaron Rodgers is playing with bums.
I don't like seeing the Broncos win. I hate seeing the Broncos win, but that was just a sloppy game.
Dude, he should have retired in Green Bay and called his career good.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have been a bad thing to do that.
No.
And he would have, I mean, he's Hall of Famer, first ballot, easily. Yeah,
easy.
But, I mean.
Just retire with the team, bro.
Yeah.
Just go down with the ship.
Yep. All right.
Chiefs-Chargers.
It was a game, that's for sure. It took us a while to get it going, but we got Kelce the ball. And that's what I'm happy about, honestly. He had quite a bit of yards. Worthy had a big touchdown, a 53-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes. That was big. He had a good game. He didn't have a ton of catches, but still. Kareem Hunt, back with the Chiefs. Kareem Hunt averaged, like, what?
Averaged 4.9 yards.
4.9 yards a carry, which is insane. Kelce had 7 receptions for 89 yards. Yeah.
I'm surprised Samaje Perine didn't get the football more. I mean, yeah. Obviously, they got Kareem Hunt.
Well, I think because Kareem Hunt was playing so good. He did it. And same with Carson Steele. Carson
Steele had 2 carries.
He had more than that.
I'm reading it right now.
Well, he had a ton of – I think he had more receptions, like pitches.
So 1
like,
reception.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. Watching that game, I swear he had like 10. But he fumbled the ball again, which kind of sold – was kind of selling. But on the first drive of the game, after Kelce had a big 35-yard, I think, reception – but yeah, Kelce's back. Kareem Hunt is back.
Xavier Worthy had a good game.
Kareem Hunt, better football player or better person?
Better football.
Let's go with better football player. Back with the Chiefs. He's doing well. I think he made mistakes, obviously, when he was younger.
A lot.
Clearly. He could have Super Bowls. And he might have a Super Bowl. We'll see.
Xavier Worthy, Noah Gray, good games.
Great games. Overall, just a scrappy game like that game usually is. It's a close game usually. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see more points, but I like to see that even with Rice getting hurt, we could still move the ball.
Yep.
But that Rice injury is so bad. Mahomes, like the guy, so Carson Steele fumbles the ball. No, Mahomes was a bad pick. Rice punches the ball out of the guy's hand, runs right into Mahomes, and his knee like comes in. Like it wasn't like the Nick Chubb one because it wasn't that bad, but it kind of looked like the same.
Yeah, the Nick Chubb one was terrifying.
The Nick Chubb one was awful because his whole knee just snapped in half. That one was bad. But this one wasn't that bad, but it was still, like, it could be ACL.
No, MCL. He's cooked.
I'm hoping MCL because MCL is faster recovery. But it could be a season ending. And I'm not excited for that. Let's talk about your Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I didn't
Vikings won 31 to 29. Packers almost came back.
Jordan Love is
22 back. Points in the fourth. Yeah, 22 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Jordan Love had a great game, honestly. Aaron,
what is with Sam Darnold, bro?
Sam Darnold is just a good football player. I love just, saying that
he
sentence.
He was ahead of his time.
I love saying that sentence because nobody would expect anybody to be saying that sentence this year, but it's just true. He's been playing good football. Comeback player of the year. potentially MVP.
Jordan Love doesn't throw three picks.
Yeah, he had a bad start. But he's coming off an injury.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back.
I'm glad he's back too. I like Jordan Love. I'm like indifferent about the Packers, but I like Jordan Love. Like as a player and a dude. Just all around great dude. Yeah.
The Eagles are frauds. That's all I gotta say.
They got cooked. Baker. It was bad.
Baker Mayfield.
What's his face? Tom Brady was hating on him the whole game. He was like, "That was an average pass that by Baker Mayfield," the whole time. It was the funniest thing. But Baker Mayfield, 347 yards. Good game for him. And dude, Tom Brady the whole game just glazing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin the whole time. Like legitimately, it was bad. He would not stop talking about
with them.
Yeah, because he played with Tampa Bay. So yeah. Eagles are frauds. Potential. Oh, we're gonna put them on fraud watch. We'll look out for that one. But yeah, dude. What else? Niners killed the Patriots.
NHL Penguins Senators.
What?
Penguins are winning 3-2.
What does that mean?
The NHL, bro.
When does that
hockey?
When does that start, though?
It already started.
Like this, like recently.
I'm watching it right now. Oh, it's preseason. 4-2. Okay. They just scored again.
That's really interesting.
Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, defense sold.
Dude, I didn't watch a single game today.
Well, that's unfortunate for you, but the Steelers. Unfortunate loss, 24-7, 24-27. Colts win. Mr. Mott's probably. I don't want to talk to you, Mr. Mott, for like a couple days now. But Steelers defense did not play good. And Joe Flacco. Are we serious? Joe Flacco? We're letting Joe Flacco
go. He's good.
He's still good. He looks younger and younger every day. He looks younger than he did last season. I saw a video of him. It was crazy. Justin Fields had a great game, though. 312 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he's the guy for the Steelers for the rest of the season. I don't care if he plays bad for five games in a row. Mm-hmm. As long as we're winning football games.
Why are you a Steelers fan?
My dad. He's a Steelers guy. Also, I just love the Steelers. TJ Watt.
I saw you with that jersey.
Yeah. He's goated.
Glorious king.
Literally, the Steelers record without TJ Watt and with TJ Watt, they win like one season. It was like they won one game without TJ Watt, and the rest of the season they won like majority of their games with him. He's a game wrecker.
Okay, that'll conclude the episode for today.
All right.
We need your guys' opinion. What do you guys want to see more of? And like, I understand you guys want to see more of the game. I would assume that's been our feedback is when are we going to be at more games?
Yes. And the problem is like just it's kind of hard to do that, but yeah, sometimes.
Well, the football games Levi's playing.
Yep.
So
give me mic'd up on the sidelines for
we can do a mic'd up thing with a player or you guys thinking like get a co-host with me.
Yeah. I don't care.
We will be at Volleyball State. We know we're going to be there. So
yeah, we're going to be at soccer.
Senior night against South.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Parker.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going to try to do as many games as we can.
Basketball
will be big, though, for us once that comes around. It'll be basically most of our episodes, I think, might be just
at games.
At games because basketball is just – it's easier.
Basketball is so fun.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
We got copyrighted. That's why we have no intro, outro.
Yeah.
We're paying a guy on
Fiverr
yeah.
to make us an intro and outro. It's going to be good, hopefully.
hope. $20 good.
Yeah, $20 good, which is money.
It's a little bit of money.
A little bit of money. I'm just glad we didn't spend what? What's like the most expensive one you saw?
$500.
Yeah, not worth it. That's more than all the audio stuff combined. Yeah. But yeah.
We appreciate you guys. Peace out.
Thank you all.